Rolling the audio. Let's do the start the video here and counting on the one and the two and the let's go. All right, we got it rolling this time.
Nice, we're back again. Number seven, Mr. Negative here.
7 months in a row, or jeez, weeks in a row, rather.
Jeez. BB in the house tonight. How you doing, BB?
All right, I got my boots on.
Jupiter, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, we're getting right into the shit here, huh?
I know it.
Urban Cowboy didn't mess around.
Urban Cowboy.
I'm going into this one blind, fellas.
There he is, Mr. Scientology.
Oh, it's run down a beard, huh?
Well, that's pretty rude. Just made all that good food for him and he's bouncing out the door. Do they not have grocery stores? When was this movie started?
Care package.
I like that truck, man.
Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
I put a sticker on the back that says, yes, this is my truck, and no, I will not help you move.
Don't come back. Keep your Scientology at our house.
Yeah. Finally got rid of the evil one. Was he headed to the big city?
Urban Cowboy! Yeah!
Oh man, I forgot my chaw.
Yeah! Driving on that highway!
Where's that?
That's Houston.
That's Houston?
Nice. Wow, big city. Boy, I'm country.
Oh, there she is right there.
What do you think about Deborah Winger? Hot?
What do you see her on that bull? I've seen it many times before.
Not much of an actress, that's for
does
sure.
Does your VHS kind of blur in that section?
Tracking's a little off.
I gotta take some notes while I'm down my juke.
I'm a long-cut wintergreen man myself.
I like that grizzly. Yeah, I like overpasses.
That's amazing. I drove under a road. Do you believe that?
Breaking into the oil business, man. Breaking in. It's going to be great.
Rollins.
Nice.
Wish I would have broken into the oil business back then.
Fine film, Ned Rollins. Look for it soon, folks.
It's two shout-outs in a row for Rollins.
That's three.
Where's my map?
I do like that truck right there. Roll bars.
KC Daylighter's up on top of that bad boy?
I'd take that truck right now.
Oil business. It's great.
A good hunting truck.
Oh man, I could get a house in a subdivision. Ooh, yeah. This shit's great.
Look, and there's already a truck next door, too.
Oh, nice.
We made some buddies.
This is gonna be great. It's a nice cement lawn they have working there.
Two truck garage? Everybody has an Uncle Bob, don't they?
I like your lawn, man.
Low maintenance. Don't have to mow but once a month.
Oh, there's the high Bud Red, Biebs.
Budweiser's all over the 80s movies.
Travolta's not going to have any of it. He's going to be sipping on that Lone Star.
Oh, yeah. Good old Texas beer.
Actually, this might be late 70s.
Why do they have to make Texans be so hick?
I don't know.
In the city, they weren't that hick. But out in the country, there's folks like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Jupiter, live from the prairie.
I grew up in a town with 500.
Nice. Oof.
Including a cemetery.
Here we go. Here's what's going to start everything. The honky-tonk.
All right.
Look at that.
Where's steps in front of the mom. Already fist what a cuss. What a nice guy.
That guy was taking it in the kidney, something fierce. That's not how bars are in Texas, sir. It's much nicer than that.
If you come with the black eye, you get in free because you already got your butt whipped once.
That's Gillis, buddy. Can't make fun of Gillis. I'm Gillis Houston.
They have one here now, right?
Yeah.
All right, quick count. How many straw hats do you see?
This place is great.
Wood paneling, concrete floors.
3.5 acres. Now, that's a honky-tonk.
Is that how big it is?
3.5 acres?
That's what
acres?
Uncle Bob just said.
No, I missed it.
Oh, wow.
He's got the fucking stats.
Yeah, Uncle Bob must have helped build that place.
Oh,
ooh, nice.
Right.
That's how we do it.
Little Texas ass grab in there.
Where's he from?
Prairie View?
Yeah. That's it. They're out of there, huh?
They're going to the other side of the 3.5 acre building.
Nobody likes kicking it with Uncle Bob. I do like that guitar. What do you call that guitar?
Steel guitar.
Nice.
Steel guitar.
Boy, that's a nice sound.
That is a good sound. There's Deborah.
Oh.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, she might have a little something.
I'm still waiting for the bull scene.
Yeah.
Uncle Bob's not going to let him get a little space here, is he? Try to get his game fired up.
You like Scientology, bitch? I do. It's great. There he is.
Who is that?
Apparently the owner of Gillies.
Mr. Gilly?
Another thing I picked up from Uncle Bob.
Who is it in real life?
I don't know.
Huh. Oh, this guy's great.
Give him the heater, Vaughn.
Look at that fucking stash. Throw it down, man. Throw it down. Whoa. Is he a Scientologist?
He's just gazing right through Bud, isn't he?
Nice.
Uncle Bob and Aunt Maureen.
He's got a couple of skanks lined up for you.
Seems like Bud might be on a recruiting trip. Looks like they're thinking about a scholarship coming out of Gillies.
Oh, yeah. That's how we wake up in Texas.
All right.
Yep, you want to move to Houston now.
That's how we do it.
I think I need to go hook up with
nice
Bud.
Nice mirror. Look at that mirror.
They got the fucking pimp room set up for him, huh?
That room is pimp right there.
Ooh.
All right, couple of minutes in, get a nipple.
Where'd she get that robe? She keeps a robe in her purse? Pretty strong.
He might have to go to the doctor after he wakes up.
He doesn't remember a lick of what happened.
Does it get skid marked underwear on? Look at that wood paneling walls.
Good cover. Like I was working that pipe first thing with the hangover. What happened?
Oh, Bud.
I got fucked up. I'll call her later. Oh, wait.
No, he's an honorable man.
He's
going to
get... She's going to know, dude. She's going to know.
Don't do it.
Working on the whiskey.
She's going to give you a whipping through the phone.
God, what a lame hungover voice.
You should have a job, boy.
Man, that's hardcore. kidding. Like I said, a recruiting trip.
This place is going to work.
Like, bud, we really want you here at the plant.
Are you an idiot?
Irrelevant.
What's he looking at on his application? He hasn't done shit. Scientology? Don't buy it. Don't do it.
Thought it was that little animal that lived under the ground.
Good comedy for the interview. What?
Now. Fresh hair mask? Is that what he said?
What about a stash?
Fresh air. Man, they started him off right there. Right on the spot.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting ready to shave.
Looks like he could just peel that fake beard off, doesn't it?
Good point.
They won't show him shaving, will they? Oh, well, I guess so. You got kindergarten scissors.
Right back to the honky tonk.
The
huh?
Unveiling. That's a fresh Whoa. Air mat.
Dude, Whoa. That's money right there. That's Stancy ass.
I think he misted his face before the camera shot.
They don't have air conditions in there.
Yeah.
That's part of the allure. They're trying to get the ladies to have their shirts stick to their braless boobs.
One good thing about Urban Cowboy, you get a lot of live music.
He's got more of a hair sleeve than a sleeve on his shirt.
Look at that. That's famous. That's iconic right there, that position.
Is that what they modeled those little shadow men standing up against the building thing?
The stash dude has got another two skanks working.
Yeah, that guy's money.
I do like that pose at the bar, though. I've thrown that down from time to time.
Yeah. That's where everybody got it from, right there.
It's a good lean, the bar lean.
Heck yeah. I like that look, putting the hands right on the neck, too, that beer.
Ah.
Being gentle with it.
Uh-oh. Here's the big guy.
Wasn't she wearing that same outfit last week?
Johnny Lee. Nice. Here we go.
Whoa.
There's some good music in this movie, seriously, some of the songs.
Just keep looking like a badass.
Of course not.
Strike one.
She likes the dirty guys.
Unless you're looking for them thigh ticklers, is what she wants. She wanted a mustache ride.
Well, come on, man.
Now, look at that chemistry. They're just going right at it, aren't they?
Ooh, the fiddle. Always nice.
Can't go wrong with it.
I have three of those shirts in my closet.
Boy, you might see the best mustaches in any movie in this one right here. There's all kinds of them, all different versions. It's like a museum for stashes.
The premier facial hair movie.
Hell yeah, I know how to two-step.
Didn't you see Staying Alive? I got the skills. Very sweet.
Well, he obviously has game. Two chicks on the first night.
He's still got that fucking stink smell on him.
That left with the beard.
Oh, nice. A little heart to heart over Lone Star.
Another good song right here.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Top Gun, minus the tongues everywhere.
And the gay innuendos.
That's true. Mm. There's tons of them. I realize there's a lot of feminine guys in that movie. Never noticed it before.
You're just going to fucking lay it right on her here. First date, huh?
Like yeah. I said, I mean, hell, this is... This is the second night right here, right?
You got two girls the first night, a job, and another girl the next night?
3 in 2 days.
I guarantee you he just threw down some fucking stank on her.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
I saw some people in the bar like that the night. I was like, it was weird.
You've got to be hammered to be throwing that down. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What? I'm into it.
Did you see how sweaty she was?
She didn't give a shit. That Rohibanol was working. What?
That accent is so weak.
Back to Gillies.
Yeah, nice. I'm telling you, man, there's lots of music in this movie. It's almost a musical.
Whoa.
All right.
Nice.
Whoa.
Second.
What's that saying?
Second fight. Let's count them.
Nice pop. This guy is in the running for best stash for sure.
Those directions.
That's my boy.
Where did we get this game? That looks awesome.
They have one of those here.
In a couple of different places.
Yeah.
I'd like to get into it. Mm.
Had competitions?
Hmm. Whoa. Damn. There's
a southpaw up there.
Again? Damn. My name, I'm Bud or Bob or some shit.
Buford T. Justice.
Made up town. Nah.
They didn't even show it.
That was puss.
Look at, they're not even showing it.
Whoa. I don't think it's working. No.
Should have. Everybody said no. Her boob's gonna flop out, watch.
She's gotta shoehorn her way in.
Damn.
Okay, what was on that pad? Nails?
Yeah.
God.
It's quite abrasive. Whoa.
True.
Well played.
Well, actually, I've seen a girl piss on the side of the wall.
Oh, man.
In the neighborhood.
Nice.
Well, of course she's like a 0.2 BAC right now.
You just know.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Feel a little tension.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The one on the right is terrible. But what is her deal?
Yeah, she is kind of bad.
He's like into it. Mmm. Nice.
Oh, hell.
Whoa.
All right.
Quick slap, huh?
Well, yeah. Bud's not afraid to knock her around a little bit
In
this movie.
It's not very cool, actually.
No.
I was thinking he was my hero, but yeah, it made me feel bad about it.
Hmm.
That hard. You don't got a broken jaw or a black eye.
Forget it.
I like that hitchhiking making a comeback.
I saw a hitchhiker yesterday. I hadn't seen one in a long time.
Was it a good looking broad?
It was a lady, but she was not good looking.
Mm.
It was out in the country. It was kind of weird.
Is he going to pick her up here? Is that what the deal is?
He's going to spin out the tires and throw the dirt in her face.
Mm.
Now that's a real man.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
That's not a good mood leaving the bar.
5-0's not going to like this move.
No.
Needs those KC Daylighters going the other way.
Look at that truck. That truck is money.
Since you asked so nicely.
What a...
Just get in the truck.
This is very sweet, you know.
This is the proper way to court a country girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell, let's go back in the bar.
Let's throw her in the back. That'll be sweet.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is very romantic.
I like that music in the background.
It's like it's a fucking sideshow. Uh-oh, oh, no.
Man.
Yeah.
That guy's great.
We're wrestling in a puddle. Sweet.
That's going to be my wife. You better watch your mouth.
So she does all that to get in the truck.
Wow. She's a tough cookie. Tough cookie. I can't help. I'm a Scientologist. What?
God, man.
That's it?
Told you.
Just like that?
I hadn't even seen the movie before.
This isn't a Scientologist wedding, is it?
He's smooth, man.
Hmm. They get married at Gilly's?
That's a piece of tinfoil. He folded it up.
Is that Gilly's? It probably is.
I think so.
It is Gilly.
It's where they met.
There's the stage.
Nice.
That's not a bad looking leg right there.
Whoa.
My legs are sweating.
Is that Harry Dean Stanton? Is he in this? This wedding is fucking boring.
It's Grace, the guy at Gilly's.
Is there another place in Houston besides Gilly's? Or?
This movie would tell you no.
There's no variety. This does have a pretty nice country soundtrack. I'll give it that.
It's good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's no freaking... What's his name?
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins with The Heat Is On, for sure.
Oh, but The Heat Is On in this movie.
This relationship is really progressing.
The first dance is a two-step. That's so romantic.
Where's that honeymoon going to be?
In the trailer park.
Could I have this dance?
He got a double wide for? This needs to be WT Cowboy would be a more accurate title for this movie.
Yeah, there's not too much urban about this one, is
no,
there?
No, no urban.
Look at that. Look at that bow. That's funny.
That's double wide?
That's one hell of a gift.
That's a single wide.
Look, it's got a bay window, man. That is no joke.
You're right.
I mean, when it comes to my
I digress.
Oh, man, they wrote all over the truck with that shoe polish. That is not good.
She's freaking hammered on that champagne, too. Nice.
That's not the reaction I'd look for in a wedding gift.
If I did that to my wife, I would have been left right there.
You can move it if you want.
We don't want to live here. We can move it
wherever we want.
Mm. Where's the keys? Get the keys. Is he going to carry you over the threshold, or?
I think so.
He's going to?
You got a water bed.
Because if it doesn't, we're upgrading.
We're going to move away because it's probably going to bust.
Well, y'all get out of here.
Huntsville Prison?
Man, look at that sky. That looked nice.
This, a prison rodeo doesn't seem like a very good idea for
some
reason.
That looked like Kim Jong-il, that guard right there.
They only have one guard.
I wish I could rewind it.
Oh, they put the prisoners on the side. This would be a great time for a riot.
Look at that matching shirts.
Oh. Is this the honeymoon?
It might be.
Yeah.
Lady, we're going to Huntsville for the prison rodeo.
Oh, wow. They did make two of them ugly ass shirts.
I would do anything to have that shirt.
Oh, is this where he figures out his dream of riding a bull? Is that the thing?
He doesn't like the real ones.
If he was a real cowboy, he'd already been riding bulls, wouldn't he?
Depends on what your definition of cowboy is.
Someone who rides and ropes broncos.
That's about right.
Is he getting more hick as the movie progresses?
Whoa, mama.
Now that's
one
horny bull right there.
Man, those bulls, man, that's crazy. These guys are crazy.
Where did he get the binoculars?
From the hunting and fishing store.
Might have been a wedding gift.
Yeah, he probably had that on his registry.
This dude's tough. Are the prisoners the riders? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why they're in those prison stripes.
I'd train that bull to fucking shoot right out of there. It'd be a breakout.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, this is the dude?
The villain.
Hmm. Damn.
That's the guy I saw in the Bourne Ultimatum.
He's the guy who throws down that fishnet shirt later?
That's right.
Hmm.
Stud.
Fishnet shirt?
Probably.
Is he the one that started the punk revolution?
It's a very questionable look for sure.
Uh-oh, here he goes. He's going to blow all of his money on this bull.
Is he just now discovering the bull in Gillies?
Yeah.
I heard he got married there, for God's sakes.
I know it. But
3 acres.
Yeah.
3 acres is a lot of space.
He's been concentrating on pulling wool instead of the bull, first part of the movie.
And now he's going to go check out the other wing of Gillies. Whoa!
Well, it is 3.5 acres.
Shouldn't he have kind of walked around and got some more toosies before he got married?
It's a lot of territory to cover in a week and a half.
There he is.
Nice. This is nice.
Those are just mattresses.
Hey, there's a mechanical bull down the street at that Mexican club. Let's go after this movie.
I like that guy. That guy's he's playing it cool. Good haircut.
That guy's awesome.
Uh-oh.
$2, that's it?
$2? I question the legality of that document.
Dun, dun, dun.
This just doesn't seem like a lot of fun to me.
It's kind of fun, but I mean, like I said, when they want you to get knocked off, they just slam the hammer down.
Hmm.
So you know you're going to get knocked off.
I'd like to freaking go work on that punching bag game a little bit.
They got one of these, I think, at Gillies. We should go up there and do one.
Suggestion.
There's one right down the street at the Mexican.
Yeah, they got one of these bulls.
We might. To everybody listening out there, we have some options for bull riding here in Dallas, Texas. We're going to consider those options.
If you want to ride a real one, there's a real one that called Bull Palace in Lancaster, Texas.
Let's just get back to the thing, okay?
$10, real bull.
Stick your hand up, dude. He doesn't even have his hand up high enough.
Hmm.
We're playing the Cotton Eye Joe in the background.
Nice.
I can't knock this guy off.
He's a natural.
He's perfect. That's my man.
That's my man.
I'm married.
Nice.
Whoa.
After you ride, you got to massage your testicles.
Damn, bud. That's a serious pose.
Shut up, dude. You're a puss. Go back to your weird town.
Put a little ice on him, let your woman kiss him, and you'll be all right.
Hey, how you like those jammies? I'm down.
Why didn't his family come to the wedding?
He took the only truck.
That's it. They're stuck. Very sweet.
Come on, take us back to Gilly's.
Why don't you hit us with a nice tune?
Good dialogue here.
What's she gonna do?
She wants to ride the bull.
He's not much of a women's liver, is he?
What? But it's not that dangerous. I mean, you know. I mean,
it's not like the bull's gonna horn you or anything.
There's mattresses right there if you fall.
Semen mattress.
They're getting ready to mix some factory scenes in with Gilly's. So there's two choices.
It looks like his oil career is really coming along a little bit.
Yeah.
He's gone up from cutting foam glass to toting mud. Now he's holding a rope.
Yeah.
Nice.
Back to Gilly's.
Back to Gilly's.
Man, it doesn't take long.
Wow. It looks like a boring day there at the oil plant for sure.
Yeah, there'll be some more exciting ones.
It's a long day at the oil plant.
I mean, they're like, man, we cannot knock this guy off.
What's his deal, man?
Bud does not like his woman doing stuff he don't want her to do.
Oh, this is going to be...
This will be fun.
He didn't sign the agreement, I
think.
He
had a straw in his mouth. It's not a good idea.
Nice, chaw. Oh, he's hurt.
They didn't have cigarettes back then. They just chaw.
Let Big C go. Come on. He's kind of a prick, I think.
Yeah.
Why does he like to ride it so much?
He's like a weirdo.
Good move with the hat.
Oh, no. Not the mesh.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Now, that's a country tough guy.
That is insane.
If he didn't look so tough, he couldn't make it work. Because it's a terrible deal, except he just got out of jail, you know? So he's got some cred, I guess.
Look, he brought his own gear.
He's got a little Thai move with his mouth.
That's
huh?
what his bitch made him in prison. He's all jealous of Minnie.
I saw him at the prison rodeo, maybe.
What the hell is he doing? He's tightening up some screws or something?
Did he break out of jail, or what happened with that scene?
Look at him working on the bull, though.
I don't think Gilly's management should allow that.
No, I don't get it. I don't really get what he could do.
Do they have mechanical bulls in prison? Is that the thing?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. When I get out of prison, I'm going to ride that mechanical bull.
Make myself $10.
Yeah.
Man, there's a catalog of facial hair right there in that one shot.
Damn it. He's better than me.
I I'm riding again. It's wow, just like, man, oh, wait a second.
This marriage is over.
You guys nice. Showed up.
I like that prison dude in his weird shirt.
Of course. She was pissed when I shaved the beard earlier.
Who won the 10 on that bet? No, prison cowboy. That's what I am.
She's so excited to see a real cowboy. Like Superman walked in the
I
door.
I thought John Travolta was kind of, well.
Maybe no, he's not. He's an urban cowboy.
He's a fucking Scientology cowboy.
Yes, that too.
I like this song too. BB, good call on the soundtrack, Grandness.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He's going to dance out his frustrations.
That's it. Yeah. I'm going to swing you around so hard your eyeballs roll back in your head, sissy.
I forget about all my bull, mechanical bull problems. And the prison guy.
He's looking for me.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Oh, and he does have problems.
Woo! Oh, this is great. Why does it look like they're in an escalator? They're just flying across that floor. Does he have a freaking Indian feather in his hat?
I believe so.
Did you see that come across the screen? Whoa!
That's pretty standard procedure for the cowboy hats. Oh, hell yeah, the hoedown.
He needs to be cut off.
Look how competitive Buddy's is like, I'm going to go do that better than him.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I lost the bull thing, but maybe I'll try the hoedown thing. I'm going to win this.
Here we go.
Oh. He might be able to do a little more if those jeans weren't tight as shit.
Hey, that's a pretty good footwork right there.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't care what anybody says.
All right.
Is this Irish or country?
What are those boots?
I think it's got the little material that you tie like Scrooge McDuck over the top.
Oh, BB, I'm sorry. I didn't notice you were wearing those boots right now. My mistake.
I do not have boots on like that, but I wish I did. That was some damn good footwork right there.
Okay,
I'm telling you, man.
It is. I hear you. You think he can hoe down like that?
He doesn't have to.
Get back on the bull, man.
He doesn't have to do anything with pecs like that. Uh-oh. She just can't take her eyes off of him.
She's just a hoe.
I know it, man.
Why'd you marry such a hoe?
Exactly.
Oh, here's the dude with a feather.
Everybody wants to ride the bull.
Yeah, look at that grill.
Why won't they let the girls on the bull? What's the deal?
Because that's only for men.
Oh.
You looks tell like, that some bitch make my food right.
Looks like he might have had a little too much to drink.
Ooh, is this another tune coming on here? That's supposed to be
brilliant. That's deep. No, that's deep.
He said that was a joke.
Oh, I just got it.
I need to go get me a mesh shirt.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
That's them's fighting words right there. Them's fighting words.
God, where do you get that belt buckle? That's fucking excellent. Whoa, he just got the bird.
That's it.
Whoa.
It seems like it did. In other words, go find his ass, bud.
Yeah, the Kyle Betcher of the crew.
Get up there, wussy boy. Go throw a french fry at her.
She's getting ready for that ketchup to go on there, huh? Uh-oh.
What is he doing throwing a steak at the waitress?
He needs to be kicked out of this place.
Oh, my goodness.
What about his buddy with the stash? He likes prison dude better, huh?
Yeah.
That's what they call prison pussy.
She's like, all right.
She's like, whatever.
Winner gets me.
Fight for me. It's great.
He's warming up on the way out there, throwing a little practice shadow box.
Nice! Uh-oh. That's it, huh?
That's it. Four
points. Not over yet. Nice.
All right. Come back.
Nice. You can't lie down to that. I hear you, bud. It sucks his buddy with the stash fucking sold him out a little bit, you know?
Bud got fucking popped.
Who won that? Bud or?
No, the other guy.
Yeah.
Mesh shirt.
Bud was more like a practice.
He got a couple shots in, but.
It was a sucker shot on both
of them. Like I said, winner gets him. That's gets her.
So she's gone, huh?
Pretty much.
That's it. Where's the guy that beat your ass? Nice.
Yeah, it's like he got bit by like a rabid dog or something from now on, the way he acts.
He's really upset about that ass whipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pull out of there. Fast.
No squeezing on the tires? Come on.
What are those Texas plates? Those are very lame. Just a note to anyone listening, we don't do that in Texas.
We nice. Don't. Look at that primer.
Better go take the ones off my car then.
Is this her ride?
She's got a pretty fly ride.
She does. Her dad's a mechanic, huh?
Good acting.
I'm a junkyard runner. Is a mesh shirt guy going to show up on the job site now?
No.
I'm drinking today, Uncle Bob. Nice shot with the shadow.
I know, man. Good entrance right there.
Jeez,
that's a good silhouette.
That's some good camera work.
Does she work there, or what's she doing?
Well, she's going in so she can ride.
She took off early so she could ride without Bud knowing.
Sneaky.
That guy's just a bastard.
Ooh. What's up with that hat tip?
That's how country folks say, hey. Then it turned into, since nobody has a hat, it's a look up real quick motion.
It's a nod.
So he comes right out of prison and then just jumps right back into being like manager at Gilly's.
He's probably like the coke dealer. He's got those prison connections.
God, you're right too. He just abandoned Bud like as soon as the prison guy shows.
He owns the bar. He likes the yayo. Is she working on an orange? God, I'm so drunk. I think I'm going to puke. Wow, I got the spins.
This isn't going to be a good scene, is it?
How can they build this huge thing and they still have the rope in the bucket? Where's the technology is lacking in certain areas? It's like the freaking... Oh, God, I'm hammered. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, scream his name. That's going to help.
Oh.
He totally distracted him and made him fall when he yelled his name.
God, am I drunk? Is that his buddy from Gilly's? Oh, nice save with the boot.
And look at her.
Work
she is
it,
such a
work
bitch.
It.
Over there.
She is a bitch.
With the ex-con.
Skank.
He needs to leave her. Oh, my. What have I gotten myself into? Houston sucks.
I want to go back to the country.
Oh my God! Is my wife on a mechanical bull with the prison guy right
Bring
now?
Bring me a beer.
Certainly hope not. Oh my God! Thank goodness.
Can you imagine the repercussions after this one, though? He's about to die, and she's playing bull rider with that con.
He needs a better job than rope bucket catcher.
Man, I've already forgotten his name from earlier. What did they say his name was?
Bud.
No, the con.
Wes. Wes is hitting your old lady right now, dog.
What a bad day for you.
God, she's such a slut.
Like, a week, maybe? Fucking called that, huh?
You did.
Thank you.
Where is she?
I had a terrible day at work today, Sissy.
My life sucks.
I need a beer.
God damn, that's great.
Well, he is pissed.
He just got some Mickey D's on the counter. Which part?
What's he need pain pills? It's not like he banged his head on anything.
I think he's working on a whiskey.
He is, with the codeine.
There too.
No.
Jeez. I should just turn around. I know I'm getting a black eye when I walk in.
Didn't do anything. Nothing happened.
Beer in the shower. That's what I'm talking.
I'm cleaning your pig's dye. He needs to leave her. She's not much of a homemaker.
No, man.
And she's cheating with the West guy already?
Pretty much. Mentally.
Why would you forget time? Strange. She won't do shit.
Individual tuna salad.
Yeah, it's funny how she stressed that.
Is that his, that's his aunt, that's right.
That's right.
Maureen.
Man, she is so bad to him.
Nice.
Well, it's not like he's the best of her, really.
Jupiter, that's true. He's not.
Whoa.
All right. Is this a bone in the tuna salad? Was it chicken salad? Tuna salad.
Tuna. What the hell is that?
Tendon? Oh, that's why individual. She got the one with all the bones.
He's freaking slugging on those diesels, huh?
Budweiser again.
God, she sucks. Damn it.
Yeah. Here.
Well, really, she's not doing anything but riding the bull. I'm a bud.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What do you think she was going to say, Deborah? She doesn't even know about prison dude yet, huh?
Nope. She's too busy riding bulls playing with prison dudes. She can't cook nips.
I don't have a good feeling about this marriage right now, gentlemen. I really think it looks bad.
I don't know. Seems like a typical marriage between most of my friends.
Where are they filming where there's planes just rolling overhead?
That's actually right here in the studio.
Oh, is that right?
Don't try to find this, though, people. It's just a small clue. Gilly's again?
Yeah, you all gotta mix that shit up. She wants to go to Gilly so she can get some more West. She wants to see that real cowboy.
Uh-oh.
He tattooed.
See, Bud's actually pretty good to her up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Besides the little slap, you know.
Yeah, and that was
kind
of...
And still, that's not cool.
Slap, but yeah.
We're not going to condone that on this program.
Yeah, I don't know why.
In any way.
Spousal abuse is a bad thing.
That's really not how they do it in Texas, dude. Back to the bull? Ah, Wes. Everybody likes a Coke dealer.
That was a good cover. Good cover. That was from Bud last night.
Wes is a real sport, huh?
She already knows his name and everything.
Nice.
So I guess he hurt his back.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He ratted her out.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Tension.
Don't think about nothing but the ride on this fake bull.
Kyle Betcher showed up again.
Yeah, that guy likes to fire it up.
Bud can't stand it when a man does something better than him, let alone a woman who's going to be shooting fire out his eyes.
Bud. Mm-hmm. Tattoo, huh?
That's an insult down here.
Mm. I don't have good feelings about this marriage.
That guy has full control over the bull.
How
is he an idiot?
Yeah.
Of course he's going to knock him off.
Mm. I'm great. Watch me ride.
He's my hero.
She's not even rooting for him.
No.
Whoa, slow-mo. It's not over yet. Hmm.
He can't take it. Look at
him.
I'm gonna kill you.
He slowed it down for her.
That codeine and alcohol is pumping.
It's like, since I got codeine in me, it won't hurt so bad when he hits me this time.
I'm gonna explode. He knows how to work it.
I guess that's what
they're
calling.
Is there a manual you can get
online? I guess that's what they're calling turning it up.
Why don't they take turns with the other people? I mean, certainly other people want to ride. Oh. Mm. Easy!
The bull's too fast.
How much control can you have over it with one switch, though, anyway?
Mm.
Is it just the speed?
I don't really know, actually. Uh-oh. See,
no! Uh-oh. Oh, he's good. No, he's fucked. He's done.
He's sliding.
Stunned.
Oh!
Oh, ow!
Hit him. Yeah!
Ooh!
That is the dick move of the operator for sure.
He controlled it that way too. He swung it back over.
Uh-oh. This shit's on again. What, dude? What?
Let him go. He'll get his ass whipped again.
It was funny. That was great. You never get to do that either, man. That's great.
Oh, ooh, shank.
I'm going to cut your shit up.
Going Lorena Bobbitt on you, boy.
They call it a shank in the joints. Whiskey.
How does his arm get broke when he got hit in the face with the Toro?
Laying.
That's true. Dumper, bud.
Why not? I mean, what's...
Oh,
ooh, there it goes.
Don't do that.
I never slapped her again.
Mm.
That's what they call foreplay.
I'm the best bull rider ever. Uh-oh. Yeah, this marriage is done.
You gave her the keys? Did make her what?
That's pretty nice of you, bud.
Yeah, he's a sport.
Codeine.
Whiskey.
Codeine.
Another long day at the plant.
This movie has begun down a dark path.
Let's see how that workman. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Thanks. Appreciate that. Oh. How much do you think that was for the gopher?
75 cents and a coupon to Dunkin' Donuts.
Fuck! My life sucks.
Got a broken arm.
I still got some fucking diesels in the fridge, though.
Sissy left.
Oh, God, I'm so bored. This seems like a nice show.
Sounds like my life.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's a nice couch for that trailer.
Yeah.
How'd they get it in the door?
They had to build the trailer around the couch.
Yeah, pretty much. Feeling blue.
Oh, yeah.
Wishing he had some Mickey D's now, doesn't he?
At least his place is clean now. Getting that dirty biatch out of there.
Yeah, she was.
I guess Maureen's been coming by every couple of days.
She wasn't very tidy at all.
No, she.
Those were great days.
It's been 3 hours since I've been to Gilly's.
Can't wait to go back to Gilly's.
He'll be back there soon.
He's going to need to work on that punching bag game a little bit.
He's pretty much been getting his ass kicked the whole movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember at the prison rodeo. A great day. I got a program for. Yeah.
I'm going to try and be in the real rodeo.
I could do that. I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. Oh, great. No.
He's everywhere.
So they give you chaps with your prison fatigues, huh?
I think that's how he found out he was in prison before, though.
Back to Gilly's? You're surely out of your mind. For the bull?
No, he's going after Wes.
Yeah.
He saw that bull and he's like, that's it, I'm kicking his ass.
He doesn't know about the shank.
Thunder thighs.
Hmm. Dipper Winger really opened this thing up for the ladies, huh?
Oh, man, she ran straight over there to him, didn't she? Skeenchy ho.
Oh, it's you again. I can't wait to fuck with that guy again. Mm-hmm. Does she work there now?
No, she went to go and hang out with Wiz.
Huh. Uh-oh. Oh, okay. That's all right. Uh-oh. Nice. What about the marriage? That's it?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it was only a week. Yeah. They got married after 2 days.
You just get an annulment. Just done.
He could go back off with them two scanty hoes. Hmm. Be better off.
I think he actually scores a hottie right here. Yeah. Yeah. See, this chick's the hottest chick in the movie.
Hands
down. I mean, she's freaking locked and loaded.
I think she could possibly be a cougar as well.
She's a terrible actress, but she's freaking hot.
I'm looking at the waitress over here, man. Ow!
Nice rebound from your freaking broken marriage, by the way.
It is.
Wes is like, man, it's cool. I'm on parole.
Yeah, I just stayed with
that.
That's
right. This chick is like really rich and stuff. He starts to come up.
Yeah. Jackpot, huh?
Yeah. As she spirals down with prison guy, Wes.
And his.
He needs to keep his upgrade.
Look at the veins on that bicep right there. That is serious.
He got through working out 5 seconds ago.
Nice rebound.
Nothing wrong with this song either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's all kissing on his shoulder and everything.
What's that slouch dance he's got with her? It's kind of creepy. Hmm. I don't give a shit.
Oh, look
about
at that pose.
That marriage dissolved quickly. I'm mad with hot girl. Grr.
Let me do some ass grabbing here.
He doesn't look very smooth out there on the flow.
I don't think that dude can dance.
No, because like
that's why they keep it grabbing her shoulders above. Don't show his feet at all.
Everybody knows John Travolta can dance.
Yeah, you got to throw the swervy hips into the two-step too.
What's going on here? Is everything all right? Girl,
but she'll oblige.
That's my recent ex-wife. Very, like 5 minutes ago. Whoa.
Dang.
Whoa.
That's insane.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh. Take it up a notch.
Come
take
on,
it up a notch.
Get her
you
shirt
can
off.
Do
get
it.
Her shirt
you
off.
You can do it. Take it up a notch.
Don't be uh-oh scared.
Uh-oh.
Is he going to do it?
Uh-oh.
Is he going to do it?
Take it up a notch. Huh.
Take is this dance up? Kiss her.
Take it up a notch.
Kiss her.
Come on, bud.
Kiss her.
Come on. Whoa. Whoa.
Now that's a good pickup line right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, this dude, I mean, John, I'll give him one thing in this movie. He's got some skills with the ladies.
He does.
He freaking locks and loads anytime. Hmm. I guarantee you the Gilly staff is tired of this couple. Whoa! Whoa.
She just throws a beer on the wall. Nobody
that's
says
it
a word to her.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
My wife.
This chick doesn't care at all.
She's like, whatever. That's your wife? Okay, let's go.
Uptown, whoa! Certainly not. Whoa.
Still in.
She's still in for it. She's in for a grudge fuck, is what she wants.
What's
man,
she doing
so
out of Gillies?
Ooh. That's Uptown, dog.
Uptown.
I think there might be some built-in shelves.
Those 15-foot ceilings.
It's like,
ready to slap me and bend me over.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh, Mama, look at that lamp.
That's all glass right there.
Nice.
So far, you gotta like his choice.
Yeah.
He's like, things are getting better.
Nice house, whiskey. Oh, Mama.
Whoa, and the view. Right. Come downtown. On. Oh, is this a little Christopher Cross getting ready to come down?
Houston proper is where they're at. Proper.
Houston?
Proper.
Who sings this song? This dude's got a crazy voice. Might not be Chris Cross.
Isn't that the Daddy Mac will make you jump, jump, guys?
I don't think so.
Chris Cross?
No. Whoa!
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. You need to leave that sissy alone.
Ooh, she choked on that bourbon, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I dropped sissy, no problem.
For this girl in her uptown scene?
Yeah. What the hell?
Forget sissy in prison, dude.
And that sorry-ass trailer.
Yeah, you just need to step it up.
You get a whole garage floor in this one. In the parking garage.
He's not going to be able to keep up with this girl, I don't think. She's way out of his league.
Pretty much.
Way out.
I like what I see so far.
In a saddle and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, don't close the door. Don't close the door.
French doors, too.
Your room's bigger than my trailer.
Boo.
Back to the trailer?
This is
Wes's
trailer.
Oh yeah, got some good mezcal.
Oh, nice. Well, she's used to fucking trailer for sure.
Well, look how he rolls that
visions
shirt
of the water swirling around when you flush the toilet after puking in it.
Yeah, that is an interesting roll up. Is that a long sleeve or a short sleeve?
It's a long sleeve.
All the way up?
Yeah.
Mid-bise.
That's what I'm saying.
She's like, why do you wear those fucking gay-ass shirts? You're like a prison tough guy.
That's one good point.
What?
She's just wondering if he got away with some of the money. Apparently not, sister. Look where he's at.
Put it together.
He's like, I'm not answering you.
Fuck you. You're a bank robber?
Don't do it, sissy.
Uh-oh.
Give it up, bitch.
Whoa. No problem.
She is such a skank.
No morals having.
I don't have anywhere to stay. I'm going to have to move in. I hope that's cool. How many push-ups do you do a day?
I just did 25 just before this take.
They pair the Spanish song with the tequila is interesting.
He's already boob-grabbing. Bud better get over there and get his ass real quick.
Yeah. Whoa, that marriage.
Changed her mind.
That marriage is way over. If that wasn't obvious. This isn't going to work out well.
Hopefully she gets a DWI on the way home.
Uh-oh.
Sissy's trying to do the right thing here.
It's too late. I like the other girl better.
Look at this guy.
Whoa. Whoa.
You're kidding me.
Oh, is that the worm?
Yep.
That's how you do it, huh? I would vomit right after that.
disgusting.
Yeah, that's terrible, dude.
I'm chewing it up, too.
And I'm glad they put that close-up on there.
That dude's weird. Whoa.
He could do it.
Yeah, back on my feet. Nice.
That's a fat crib,
nice.
Man.
Nice. He's never going to...
I love that lamp.
Yeah.
That lamp is cool. I want that lamp.
Giving that lamp a couple of shout-outs.
Well, and the fact that it has liquor surrounding it.
He's going to start his day with a freaking whiskey straight.
What do you mean start his day? It's not over. He hasn't gone to sleep yet.
He's not even on the job anymore. Remember, he's unemployed.
He was doing the Charles Bronson, digging tunnels.
He's not going to be able to keep up with this uptown girl at all.
He feels bad. He'd like to be back in his trailer home.
She's at home? She made it home?
Yeah.
I would have said DWI for sure.
This movie needs to pick up the speed.
Oh man, we got a whole nother hour to go.
Jeez.
What is this, the whole entire life of this movie?
Forget, you get to see her up on the bull with a slower song.
Hmm.
Yeah. You'll see what I'm talking about. We were talking about it earlier.
He's got that uptown stank up on him.
I smell that cooter on you, boy.
I didn't take a shower. Sorry. I waited here all night.
Is this like a real time movie?
After I made out with Wes, I came straight home.
Right.
Is that cool?
He just felt my boob. That was all.
Told me about some kind of worm or I don't know. I was drunk.
But I'm here now.
Well, I guess I'll see ya.
I got all my stuff.
She's out of here.
Three shirts and a bedspread.
It's pretty nice. He gets the whole trailer and she just takes like three things.
Yeah, it still is kind of sad, you know. I mean, you think. I mean,
no, but what do you see?
Pretty intense for a week.
He starts getting the hookup from that chick from Houston.
Uptown girl's going to pay some bills,
huh?
Oh,
yeah.
She's not going to like his digs, though. I mean, come on.
Well, she likes him like that, you know? Yeah. Simple, she said.
She likes to.
There's that sting.
She probably likes to put him in her crib and work their ass.
So she went back to Wes.
I mean, it's not like she's looking for high quality when a guy goes, take me back to your place and rape me. And she's like, okay. That's the kind of man she wants.
Okay. Wes, here I am. Look at that trailer.
Wow.
That's definitely a step down.
Rustic.
That was it?
That's it. He wasn't home. He's going to take that down.
Take it out. Yeah, she's gone.
But I'm not taking down my one that's
But he's saving it just in case.
Yeah, that's nice.
Ooh, look at that caddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, dude.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Luxury.
All I really wanted was an uptown girl.
Place is back to dump status again.
He's getting into a few diesels, it looks like, here.
What? Has he been getting some in between Uptown Girl and Sissy?
This guy has got all kinds of game. He lives in a trailer, dude. He's just banging, bringing it down.
I know.
Huh. Whoa.
Don't even answer. Go get you some. Man. Puss.
Yeah, everything's cool. How are you? Okay.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's hot, dude. She could be the hottest girl in this movie and Top Gun.
I second that.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, you weren't supposed to say my name, eh?
Got a sort of cold diesel for you.
So how long do you think it'll take to get her out of those pants?
Not long.
Yeah, I like your shitty food.
Is it Corrine or Mulrine?
I think it's Corrine.
Oops, I'm sorry, Corrine.
He was a bull rider?
That's right.
God, I thought we were done with this.
before they had metal.
I think he might be related to Cousin Eddie.
He's taking a shine into the Uptown Girl for sure. I've been there for
a every month other night.
Straight.
What a nice get up.
All right.
When
the boob section of the movie.
Kim Kimmins.
Do they really have this? They don't do this. Note of disclosure from Texas, this never happens.
That sucks.
Yeah, I guess it probably should happen.
Dolly Parton isn't even from Texas.
My dad's actually a big fan.
Who?
What?
The one with the biggest cans. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Uncle Bob approves. Uh-oh. Is that Wes sneaking in?
Yeah, you can tell by the ugly floral pearl snap shirt.
Huh. Plus it's rolled, you know, his shirt rolled up to his shoulders.
South 40.
Huh. Nice. Yeah, okay, good.
I like that guy's voice.
It's the Gillies Decathlon.
Yeah, great.
Cotton Eye Joe! Love it!
Nice.
You think Uncle Bob suggested she get in this outfit?
Nah.
Trying to spice it up a little bit over there.
Look at him.
Again with the bull?
Do they all have to? He knows they're over at the bull thing. Does he go over there to torture himself?
It wouldn't kill this crew to crack a book or something.
It's all about the bull.
That's it, huh?
And what's he care? He's got that Uptown Girl on his side, paying all his bills.
Yeah.
Stupid. Huh?
Jeez, still?
Here it comes.
What happens?
You'll see.
She's got to turn it down for her.
Oh.
Look at her rub all up on there.
Where do you see this, dog?
Whoa! That marriage is...
Kaputsky.
Yeah, well.
Oh my goodness. This movie has just turned it up a notch.
Uh-oh. Is there going to be another bud beating?
Oh, yes.
She could be better than
work her. It. Work it.
Whoa! Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. Look at Uncle Bob does not like that.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
I told you.
Whoa! Jeez.
Now that is Ultima Skink.
I think the Uptown Girl's up to the challenge.
Yeah, let's see the Uptown Girl up on there.
Whoa. She's a sexy girl.
Oh, man.
No,
look at that.
Big girl's being converted. Whoa. She's going over to the Lesbitarian side.
Yeah. What? Whoa. She's been practicing for sure. Wow. beer.
Yeah.
Let's go uptown.
Let's go to the North 40.
Let's go uptown.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, sissy, you're great. Nice.
I like the way Bud thinks.
Pop the titties.
This is the Uptown Country Bar?
Huh. It's really, really the east side of Gillies. They just make it look like the Uptown Bar.
This place looks swanky.
The mechanical bull riding rodeo.
Is that what he's referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some low goals in life. Nice.
What about your lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, this place is nice.
I don't get the style of grabbing her by the back of the head and flinging her around. I've done a two-step in my time.
He's swinging that casting arm around pretty nicely.
Well, it comes off in a week.
It's true.
Should be healed by now. He could chew it off himself if he was a real man.
I like this place better than Gilly's, you know? It's a little more intimate. Don't have 3.5 acres.
His buddy came with him.
Oh, nice.
Kyle Petra, I think you referred to him as earlier.
Slight inside joke. Oh, keep that Lone Star cool with the fan.
See, there was Budweiser earlier, and now Lone Star's been introduced.
Yeah. It's a fine beer.
I like Lone Star.
I'm a big fan.
But only in the bottle.
Yeah. And it has to be super cold.
Yeah.
Not in the can. That's not even the same.
Yeah.
Used to be able to get 20 pack of cans for $9.
Yeah. That's a good price. That's for sure.
Can't beat it when you were 17.
What have I done?
Look at all the cobwebs on that thing.
He owns a mechanical bull?
Yeah, this is where that belt buckle is from. What? None of this has to do with real rodeos.
Why did he keep all this on the down low?
Yeah, why wasn't he riding that thing instead of going to Gillies? Maybe he would have saved his marriage. Thanks, Uncle Bob.
It's a tough morning after that mezcal. Yeah, another shitty place for her.
Yeah. She's mad.
That's what she likes, though.
Yeah, she likes it shitty. I thought the mechanical bull was more of like a training thing for the real bull. Isn't that supposed to be the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you go on that thing so you don't get jabbed in the eye
like
with
eventually
the horn or something.
You would be on the thing enough to where you'd be on a bull in like a real rodeo.
Yeah, and not get severely hurt.
But this is the urban cow.
Exactly.
They don't have enough back 40 to put a cow in.
In the city.
Oh. He took my sissy down.
That hurts.
That's a Texas divorce.
And she just walks in like she owns a place. She don't live there no more.
I hate the scenes in this place because it's so dumpy.
I really need to clean up these places. Oh, yeah.
What do you think about my place? Jeez, man.
Wow, look how good
God, he's good. We got nothing to do. Flair. I finally cleaned the sink and the spaghetti. Like, at Wes's house. Yeah,
right. Slugging the beer, of course.
She's coming along, maybe a little. All
naturally.
Afternoon?
And way to Gillies with Wes, though.
Yeah. He already knows that.
They're every day.
Sorry that I just made out with Wes in front of everybody.
You notice how she's dusting with underwear? Hmm. Nice.
What else do you dust with?
Old underwear, I guess, is definitely one of the items.
P.S.? She doesn't know about P.S.'s.
Huh. Not good enough. No. Not good enough.
I guess it's
comes home and cleans up just so she can gather her stuff and wants to throw down a little note. Stick with the uptime girl.
Oh, she just came to get her ship? Is that the thing?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know.
She's moving on.
She was looking for him. He wasn't there, so she cleaned.
Oh, because he was working the bull.
That's right.
In the pasture.
Getting ready for the mechanical bull rodeo.
Where's Wes? Is he up yet? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God. No.
Oh.
It's uptown, girl.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, get the fuck out. Ooh. Uptown girl ain't going to stand for that.
Uptown girl saved
put up with it.
I believe she takes claim to the clean house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart uptown girl.
Yeah, she's a tiger. Man, I love that outfit.
What? Yeah, I guess that's... She's going to take credit for it?
I believe so.
Ooh, it's kind of low.
She don't care.
She's uptown. She didn't give a shit.
Yeah. She's like, oh, hell no, I ain't gonna start cleaning for you.
She's having second thoughts, I think.
She thinks he's gonna make her into a housewife.
She's not gonna be dead.
No. Daddy will pay for us a maid. I'm not touching nothing.
She's like, you need to get out of this fucking deal.
Boy, man, she's made some bad decisions.
She's back to Wes's? You're a fucking idiot. Yeah, true. Uh-oh.
Here comes a good song. Damn right.
She's not an uptown girl. She didn't... What?
Crank it up.
We've already heard this, haven't we? Uh-oh.
Uh-uh.
Uh-oh. She's going to get rid of it.
I don't think that's the smartest way to get it cast,
though. It's definitely not safe.
What are you going to do, uptown girl? Throw it away.
This is a reprise, isn't it?
Yeah, she's throwing it away.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Looking for love? I don't think so.
I wish this movie would move along. What? Yeah, okay. I think Uptown Girl's got kind of got a little evil vein in her.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I'm taking them close to your crib. What? Hang on.
Yeah, I like what you're thinking, but what the hell was I thinking?
Well, that's Houston proper.
And he's a real cowboy.
Back to Gillies?
She's going to go wait with Wes.
I don't want to ever go to Gillies. Maybe I do. Bud or Wes? Yeah,
she was waiting all afternoon.
All afternoon?
For Bud.
Oh, this is a reprise for sure. Nice. Felt that drum machine, huh? Yeah.
I think that's supposed to be a fancy place.
It looks fucking swank.
I mean, he wore his nicely ironed jeans to that place.
I think this girl might be a pain in the ass. Oh! Drop those lights. This is not a Texas song, by the way.
It doesn't sound very country either.
There's a silhouette again.
Yeah. Director loves that silhouette shot. Yeah.
See, she's waiting with Wes.
Wes is working that smoke. Oh, shut up. You're not a fucking cowboy.
It's a good soundtrack.
That was a Willie Nelson song.
There's a bunch of guys on this one. Merle Haggard.
Yeah, okay.
I guess so.
I'm training for the Mechanical Bull Rodeo.
Uptown Girl got me some sushi over here.
Uncle Bob's got me on a special diet.
It's whiskey and mechanical bull riding. Working on my flair.
I'm going to wear some tassels and everything.
Jeez, working in an oil thing looks fucking boring.
They get dirty, too.
It's like a terrible environment. Yeah, I'm working hard, man.
You get to carry around big tools, though. Yeah.
Look at my flair. Yay. It's fun.
Good.
Slow down, Uncle Bob. You're messing my hair up.
God damn, we got nothing to do around here. Watch Bud work on his thing.
God, no kidding.
You're good. Yeah, you're great, man.
Think one day I might be able to work that control over there.
Yeah, okay.
No, no.
Oh, no.
I think she's working a wrecker.
Oh, really?
Man, she is so hardcore.
I didn't.
Yeah, her daddy owns the junkyard.
Yeah.
She's snatching up a new Carmen Gear.
No, she was a grease monkey. Hey, how are you? How's your... Oh, damn.
Bud's like, man, things are going good for me. How about you?
You didn't get... The Uptown Girl took her note. That's the problem, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good peel out. Showed you! Peel out.
She's going to slam on the brakes and go back like when they got married. Or engaged.
Yeah. Back to Gilly's? They're fucking closed, dude. Give this bunch of brakes.
No, she's going to Wes's house in the back.
Oh, Wes fucking scored out of the joint, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sitting.
Got a job and a trailer and a hussy that was married.
Yeah. Well, he's got his place right next to the bar, too.
And look, she goes shopping for him.
Can't beat it. Got some paper towels.
I think it might be with another lady.
Oh, he is?
Grandma's oatmeal cookies.
He's a player.
Maybe not. I can't remember.
Mm.
Yeah. He is with a woman.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-oh. He didn't give a shit.
No.
Yeah. I guess you are home a little early.
Is it the Uptown Girl?
No. It'd be great if it was.
Mm.
Uptown Girl be playing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's that skank that works there, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's her buddy. Whoa.
Beat it.
Damn.
T-Y-A.
You ain't got a friend in the world, sissy.
Should have been better to Bud, sissy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. Get the fuck out.
Especially after he had that prison pussy banging on them little boys in the joint.
Hmm. Thanks, Chip.
There's a guy that I work with.
Let's move on.
Uh-oh.
Cigarettes.
There's only char in this town.
Hmm. Oh, you're a dick, Wes.
Not a good idea.
Ooh, he's gonna light her up.
Uh-oh. He just got through working out. You don't think you can take him, can you?
Oh, okay.
you learned that move in the joint.
Carton of Marlboro Reds. That's fucking starting your day right.
Cowboy killers.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that Reds or Winston's? I don't know, Marlboro. No, that's Winston.
Winston Reds, huh? That's a strong smoke.
Winston, no bull.
Yeah, it's intense smoke.
Make a mad dash out the door.
What time is the bowl contest? Oh, Uptown Girl. Sipping the Chardonnay in the trailer.
They're at, like you said, at his place instead of the one that overlooks Houston.
Chardonnay. That's Boone's Farm. Country Quencher.
Beef stroganoff.
Masturbating bovine.
That's some uptown cuisine, lady. Graveyard.
Oh, she's so, trying to get some, dude.
Oh, okay.
Time and a half, dog.
Yeah, I hear you. Tough times.
Oh. Please.
She's getting sick of his act. She's going to go back home and not tell any of her friends about any of this. No, nothing. I just been gone for a little bit. I was in LA.
I took a trip. Yeah, took a trip.
Just left. I didn't move into a trailer anywhere for sure.
With a guy named Bud.
Who's obsessed with mechanical bulls.
What?
Just washing his face.
Jeez. Okay. So that's fine. Yeah.
We're fine, bud.
Smart's real good.
That didn't sound
good. He graduated in third grade and everything.
She's. I don't know what her problem is.
Look at those duds.
Her dad's fucking got a PI outside about ready to cap his ass. Whatever that means.
He must be tapping his ankles or something, man, because she's all kinds of in love with him.
Oh, man. This is kind of like Goose.
Oh, this is the Goose moment, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Goose a lot more than Uncle Bob, even though I think Uncle Bob, you know, he's got a little something.
Yeah, Uncle Bob's already, he hooked him up on that recruiting trip.
Yeah. He's throwing down that bandana around the neck, which is a strong look.
Huh. And it was just like when I asked her to marry me.
Did you learn anything about getting married yet?
I love Uncle Bob.
I thought Uncle Bob liked Uptown Girl. Wow.
Oh, Bob.
Now that's words of wisdom there.
That's deep, dude.
Nice chow.
Hmm.
What? Everybody else wants their time and a half too, you greedy bastard.
Yeah. Let me get in my tool bag and for some things.
No, pretend I'm cutting over here.
I'm sawing wood.
Foam glass. Foam glass.
That's what it is. Sorry.
See, I was paying attention.
Whoa. What?
Yep.
That would never happen. Huh.
They just let Uncle Bob roast up there. They could have went and got
anything,
him.
Though.
You can't?
What? Come on. Oh, come we could on. Run up the stairs and go get him.
Nothing can blow any time.
This plant's in the dark ages. A lot of fucking pimp cars lined up here.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go with the funeral comedy. Always fun.
I know.
Yeah, they make it really easy on us.
That's why I'm warning you guys. They did kind of leave him there for dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's the running around angry bud? He looks pretty calm here.
Ooh, Sissy's showing up, huh?
Here we go. I figured he'd be slugging down some whiskey and throwing things.
He will be.
Just give him time.
She's a little late. Sorry.
Does she have a shirt with sleeves?
Huh. I don't think she got very dressed up.
No, she didn't.
She's just on her way to Gilly's, probably.
She's just pulling some of Wes out of her
right
hair.
There.
Yeah.
And his short sleeve, untucked shirt.
He's got that eyeclass case ready to go.
Really dragging that pocket down.
Thick glasses.
A lot to talk about in this movie.
Okay.
It's pretty slow.
Come on. Move it along. When's the contest? What time?
Yeah, didn't they mention that about 4 or 5 hours ago in the movie?
Yeah.
God, she's such a skank.
Yeah.
What were they supposed to do?
She's probably hammered.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Wes.
Ooh, Uptown Girl's not looking too pleased.
Why are they going to hurt Uptown Girl feeling like that?
I can't believe Uptown Girl showed up.
No, she's Bud's woman.
I'm with Bud.
He's mine.
We're both Scientologists. Yeah, that's a good point. I took your plate down off my truck.
That finger shooting was final.
I thought you and Wes were married, though. Sucks.
Huh. Okay.
Nice. Oh. Oh. What?
Okay, well, tear away your ass.
Yeah.
I thought he had a job at Gilly's.
Wes has got to leave. He's getting ready to rob a bank, it sounds like.
It's a wonder why he can't get a job. He's a felon. Man, she makes bad decisions.
Mexico.
Wes is a brilliant man.
Sounds like she can't figure it out yet, huh?
God.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Deep into Mexico she goes.
Check out that Uptown Girl's hair for the funeral. That bun. They didn't drop the body yet, huh?
I guess not.
Yeah.
She's not crying over Uncle Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, look. They got one of them yards,
too. What is the deal with this lawn? Is it because it's a brand new house? Or
yeah, he was a little lazy with the lawn mowing.
Jeez.
Just rather get some cement.
He's trying to make it feel like home on the farm. So planted rows of grass instead of vegetables.
Yeah, well, I got everything I want, but... Oh, shit. We're gonna have to go to town for a little bit. What?
The little barrier around the swing set.
Your family sucks.
Can we go back to my apartment now?
Anything. Oh, it's his mom. Or it's Maureen, sorry.
Corey. Corey.
I wasn't paying attention to her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the lucky star. Tonight's the rodeo, thank God.
Is that the climax of the movie?
I hope so.
Pretty much.
Thank God.
What?
Don't do it. Stay there with Uptown Girl.
We're going to her New York flat.
Houston proper.
Be good. Is Wes going to be in the rodeo?
Oh, yes.
Is this
Oh, yes.
When is he going to rob the bank?
After the rodeo.
Later. Deborah Winger's going to
It heats up.
Deborah Winger's going to be his wheel man. Keep it running. Drive fast. Then we're going to the border.
They pretty much have it figured out.
Houston sucks.
This movie pretty much sucks.
Yeah. Well played, BB. I do like that. Oh, yeah, come on.
Right. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yes. Just when I was getting lost.
Nice. About lost it.
That's Johnny Lee on the stage, folks. Nice. Or no, Charlie Daniels. Johnny Lee's looking for love.
This was such a huge hit, too. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
That's a good sound. Good sound.
Yeah.
Bow, wow, wow.
He puts on a good show, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's only got one song, is the unfortunate thing. Uh oh. Yeah. Okay.
Now that's a 10-gallon hat there, isn't it?
Ooh. Bow, bow, bow. Oh, they're setting the stage for the thing.
Dance contest. Why didn't he take Uptown Girl and do dance contest? Screw the bull ride.
It's your soul.
Yeah.
Man, that place is packed.
They love Charlie Daniels. Yeah. Rosend.
Ooh. Rocket. Ooh, rocket, yeah. Negative rocket.
Meanwhile, in Wes's trailer,
I'm gonna tape up my shit. Put on my chaps.
Nice.
Yeah.
He should wear that mesh shirt. So what he should do.
Just like you're back in the joint, Wes. Working on that.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
You gonna get another worm down him?
Is that the Mont Amon?
Oh, man. She's at an all-time low.
Did he just get through giving it to Sissy? Is that what she said?
She looks like hell. Jeez, he's tearing up that bow. Look at that.
Yeah,
that's the round song.
Such a cheesy line. Chicken in the bread basket?
There he is.
Picking out dough.
Picking out dough. Okay. That's
picking out dough.
Great.
If it was a bread basket, shouldn't it be bread?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Wes. Sleeves fully rolled.
Oh, yeah.
Wrist taped. She's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What? This thing's gonna take forever.
I know. I think you have to know the algebra.
The rules are mind-boggling.
How many people are in it? 274.
Jeez.
We get to see every single one of them.
This place is packed, though.
I hope you got a refill, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. The designer shirt.
Whoa. Uptown girl coming correct.
All I really wanted was an uptown girl.
Whoa.
Headbanging ball right there.
Ooh. What about his flair? Check his flair.
He doesn't have tassels or nothing.
Yeah. Oh, she made that shirt for him?
Uh-huh. No, she had it made for him.
She commissioned it.
Yeah, that's you're right, Brian. She certainly can't sew. Whoa.
Oh, she switched over from the diesels to the Lone Star.
Yeah.
That's the way Wes keeps it at the house.
Has he got a piss spot on him, that dude behind Uptown Girl?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
All right, what's his contestant number two?
J.R.
Is there anyone still watching this movie? I'm just not that interested. It's funny, though, maybe. I do like Charlie Daniels on the mic, for sure.
Yeah, it's good.
What?
They're going to fight.
It's a dance contest.
What?
I got my rights.
So the bouncer just goes up to you and you're out.
Your girl's not hot enough. Beat it.
Yeah, I'm spinning you around. This is stupid.
Pretzel dancing stuff.
Yeah, I guess people like it.
No.
Oh,
he's not making it.
They had the clowns haul him off, huh?
throw him back down.
He's gonna punch him in the head. Let's rub my balls down with some chalk.
They got get over there doing jazzercise before he gets up there.
Jazzercise. Uptown girl's fucking hot in there. Got that hand fan going.
Got the rosin bag over there from Wes.
Another
shot of mezcal.
Do you want to win this or do you want to be drunk? What's your deal, dude?
Ooh.
Whoa.
You don't have to push me, Wes.
Come on, Wes. Go. I saw you in prison. Yeah.
He was my Sally. That's the real man.
Oh, my goodness. Wes. Whoa.
Ride it, yeah. Ride
flare,
it.
Flare? Yeah, go.
I don't see him with his Friday shirt. He can't have that much flare.
I think Uptown Girl is done after this event. Ooh. What'd he get? Are they to stop it after 8 seconds?
I guess.
Uh-huh. So.
I didn't understand any of the rules for some reason. How do they get that total?
1-50 for the bull and 1-50 for the rider.
Wow.
That's the only part of the equation I remember. I know there's like 14 different steps to get the total.
Hmm.
There he comes. For 1 second. That's a good shot.
Yeah,
that was needed.
Bud! I'm sitting here by the pool table waiting for my turn, getting psyched up.
I was slapping myself.
Kill! Go, Bud!
He doesn't even adjust his balls like the other guy does. He's not a real cowboy.
Bud. Yeah. Whoa! He's He's been practicing, maybe.
He's got some determination on there.
Whoa.
Oh, he's got the circle around the head move going. Okay, circle to the side.
Circle to
the fan like you're waving a fart.
Ugh. Whoa, go, bud.
Go, wave bud. Wave the fart. Wave the fart.
Bud. Your all flare right. is retarded.
Yeah, see what he got. What'd he get?
Probably an 81. I'm not sure, but.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, shit. I got a lot riding on this. Yeah, screw you. 2 points. I'm awesome.
You can't wear the mesh shirt yet.
Hmm. Five?
Five more people.
I thought we were going to be down to two.
Oh, we still got another 30 minutes in the movie.
Oh, jeez. Oh, good.
He's mighty fine with that fiddle, boy.
Yeah, he's got a little something.
Yeah, he's all right.
Uh-oh.
What?
This is a halftime entertainment.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, good. Yeah, great.
Let's just see him do that while the bull's bucking.
Fifth? What? You're going down. And I got your wife.
I made her clean up and cook me something. You couldn't do it.
Hmm. Wow. That was tense, dude. Not really.
Actually. I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah. Great fun.
I don't know why they ever go to any other place but Gilly's.
Yeah, it's a little slow.
Yeah.
I mean, they even show you these random guys you haven't even seen the movie riding the bull.
Hmm. That's a shame.
Yeah, he's out.
I don't know why he's getting up there. He's not wanted to find.
Oh!
Down to four.
Give me some more chalk! Hmm. Hmm. What? She's like, woo, yeah.
Look at her, she's smiling. Uh-huh. She's doing.
She likes teabagging him.
Yeah.
Another finalist, Norman.
Norman's not a country name.
Look for him in the credits. And we'll say Norman.
So he made it? Come on.
We didn't get the score of the first guy.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's a shame.
What's Feather?
I think Feather guy should win.
Woo! Okay, I'm ready.
Woo! Yeah! Oh, jeez.
He's got good flair.
Yeah.
He's spurring.
Oh! He didn't make it.
He didn't make it to 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Then just nail him in the back?
Yeah, they kick him when you lose.
Wish.
Brr.
Boo.
They got a color guy working this thing? Fresh out of prison, Wes, lives out back. Maybe you've seen him. Got some pretty good coke.
Good policy for Gillies.
Commonly referred to as tattoo.
Ex-cons living in the back.
Yeah.
he's good.
Oh, nice, he makes it look rough when he lifts
the hat. Falls off.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know about his flair. Seems to be lacking.
It doesn't matter. He'll beat up the score guy if he gets a low score.
What'd he get?
I think it was an 88.
81? Oh, okay. He got 80.
80, okay.
Yeah. We're excellent mathematicians over here. I subtracted.
I couldn't hear it for a second there. I still love him.
Come okay, on, you got Bob. 80. I just figured it out on the paper.
Man, that guy just abandoned Bud early on.
Yeah, he wasn't a very good friend.
He's like, oh, Wes, you're back.
Ooh. Get that flare. Get
wave
some
the fart.
Flare.
Wave the fart. Wave the fart.
Flare. Whoa.
Round the head.
Whoa.
Round the head.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
Spurt.
This guy really wanted it.
Wow.
I'm feeling 82. I might feel an 82 here.
Jeez.
I think it's going to be a tie, and they're going to have to do a rodeo off.
Boy, I hope not.
Nice! That's a mean score. He deserves it. Give it to him.
Oh, sweet.
By 1 point, huh? Let's go, sissy. Gotta rob a bank. So much for that plan.
Kyle just told him he won.
Hmm.
Thanks, Kyle.
Well, let's not shout out him anymore. Let's just be done with that. I started it.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to dance.
Oh, no. This is the dance contest.
Come here. Let me grab you by the neck and fling you around, babe.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you do it. Again, it looks like they're on an escalator. Flying.
Look at how that number keeps staying straight up.
This movie needs a fucking editor.
Is your ass asleep yet? Mine is.
They're getting the fuck out. That's it. Right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Since you asked so nicely, Wes, I think I'll pack my stuff and head down with you.
Bastard right there.
Wes is a dick.
He likes the tequila. He
loves it. The Mont Aublan.
It's a mezcal.
Uh-oh.
Tequila doesn't have a worm.
He's going to rob a bank, dude. I'm calling.
He's going to go shoot Bud.
Oh, really? For that five large?
Yeah.
Did Bud win?
Is that what happened?
Yeah, Bud won.
Okay.
Shouldn't that be the end of the movie? Why are we still?
No, it's far from the end.
Oh, dear God.
I hate to hear that.
No, it's...
Yeah. Might want to get that taillight fixed.
It's just as you predicted earlier, Scott.
I didn't mean to. He's going to rob Gillies?
That's right.
What?
They gave him the leg up as soon as he got out.
It's a good idea. I mean, this is a big night. I mean, if he knew where the cash is and he's living out back.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Well, fat mustache guy trusted him right away after he got out of the joint.
Yeah.
I don't think he had much of a choice with a shank in his back.
Oh no. Uptown girl and your evil ways.
Oh man.
Didn't expect that.
Good time to do it when everybody's cheering loud.
Yeah, good timing. You got a wrinkled 10 on top, huh?
Nice.
Go, buddy.
Come on,
go, buddy. Thanks, Buford.
Oh, man. Oh, I knew that shank would come in handy. Oh, that's the tape you wrap your wrist with.
Right.
Yeah, good plan. Mm-hmm. Oh.
uptown girls.
Why
done.
Would it have to do it for you?
Yeah. Hmm.
Just a little one. Little rabbit type shit. Yeah, that was a good idea.
Oh, shut up.
Uptown Girl disappoints me.
Jesus, gang too.
I gotta go.
Oh man,
stupid. He just proved he ain't got no a whole bunch of smarts like he said he did earlier.
Now he's gonna foil the Gillies robbery? Well, he's gonna be a fucking hero around this place. They're winning the bowl contest and then this deal?
He's already my hero. Oh, he runs up into Wes's house after he got his ass whipped a couple times? Okay, was this really necessary to follow the guy the entire thing through the parking lot?
Oh, don't, I can't talk. I'm a getaway driver now.
I'm busy.
Get out, I'm really busy.
She still has no idea. She's a dumbass. She doesn't know she's a getaway driver, I don't think.
Yeah. What?
Clear bet.
That's a nice looking butt.
Jeez, very sporting of you. What? What happened to Uptown Girl? She packed it up, huh? Oh, jeez.
He's gonna see the black eye and get all upset.
Wes is gonna be not happy about this.
Uh-oh.
Jeez, he smacked her good, huh?
He's not gonna like that shiner, bud.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Did he hit you? I'm gonna be the only one that can hit you.
Uh-oh. It's very tense. Like, oh, the collar. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you're sneaky. No one's gonna see it with your collar up. See ya. Nice.
Good. Don't let him get up.
What? That door guy finally did something this movie, huh?
Was he practicing on learning how to fight, too?
He had it stuffed in his shirt. Very sneaky. Damn, Wes is taking a whipping.
He didn't even get one punch off.
No kidding.
What? Bud is having a big evening tonight.
What's the shank?
Oh,
the tough guy spit on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ooh. Keep that gun on.
I don't trust Steve.
Dude, the face looks nasty.
I gotta take care of my wife.
Johnny Lee.
I mean, he does really come around. I mean, you do kind of like him now, I guess, even though.
No, not so much. No,
I guess not.
No. Maybe. Take a little more than that to win me back.
Your car's done, sissy.
Is this what they're saying about Texas relationships?
I don't know.
The only thing good about this movie is the music, for sure.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Probably, you just watched it.
But pretty much.
Oh my god.
Oh no. No, we're back, sissy. Uh-huh. Nice. We're back. Oh, please be over.
That's the proper way to sit in a truck. Boy, girl, hat.
Well, I guess tomorrow night we'll go back to Gilly's and see what's going on.
Wes will be rehired.
Maybe we can get his trailer. Yeah, back to Gilly's. Yeah. Back
that to was weird.
Yeah. See ya, Gilly's.
Man, the valet's going to have a hell of a time getting those cars out of there, aren't they?
They don't have a valet at Gilly's.
That's 3.5 acres right there.
Nice.
It's over.
Nice.
It's over.
Thank God. Thank God.
All right, no more jokes.
Well, here, let's look at the musical appearances here. Oh, Bonnie Raitt had a shout out in there.
Mickey Gilly.
Uh-huh.
That was the guy in the blue leisure suit.
Nice. Nothing wrong with a leisure suit.
Let's see if Norman's on there, the random bull rider.
Jeez.
I'm out. Y'all do it.
All right, then.
All right.
Norman.
Norman. Norman Tucker. Oh,
God. Look at Cesar. They're bull riding next to him.
He's a pro, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Since he had some
got,
parents.
Got something on the credits.
Okay, let's sign out. Mr. Negative, BB, Jupiter.
Yeah, we're done with this one.
Thank you and thank God.
We'll see you next time.